Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now for Wednesday, July 22nd. Today is National Mango Day, National Hammock Day, and National Pinoche Fudge Day. I think I said that right. I don't know. So today's assignment is simple. Find shade, eat something sweet, and pretend the hammock is a productivity tool. I've been doing that for years. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Peak IV Regenerative Medicine and Hydration in Mammoth Lakes. We begin with the latest official information on the rock fire near Big Pine. As of 11:30 Tuesday night, the latest official CAL FIRE update available was issued at 8:12 p.m. The rock fire burning near Black Rock Springs Road and Highway 395 in the Poverty Hills area is listed at 5,500 acres and 5% contained. The fire remains active and the cause is under investigation. I just drove out there myself about an hour ago, and the fire has creeped up the side of the Sierras in spotty places, and it's still burning pretty good. There's still a lot of air attack happening, that kind of thing, at least what I could see. But it didn't look like it had gone further north or south. And I think last I had heard, Aberdeen was still safe. But anyway, let me read the rest of this. The incident is being managed under unified command with CAL FIRE's San Bernardino Unit, California Highway Patrol, Inyo National Forest, and the Inyo County Sheriff's Department. Evacuation orders are in place for zones ICU 117A, 117B, 123A, 123C, 123D, 127, ICU 129, 131C, and 137D. Evacuation warnings are in place for ICU 131B, ICU 141, and ICU 143. You want to know what those are? Head over to the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app. It's all listed right there and explains what's going on, where's the evacuations at, where's the warnings, and more. Go check it out. Trust me, you're going to like that. Evacuation shelters are listed in Lone Pine, Statham Hall Senior Center in Big Pine at the Big Pine Town Hall, and in Bishop at the Inyo County Consolidated Office Building, Room 100. Large animal and livestock sheltering is listed at the Lone Pine High School Farm and the Tri-County Farms Fairgrounds, in Bishop. CAL FIRE's 8:12 p.m. update did not list confirmed structure loss, injuries, or fatalities. Residents should follow Ready Inyo, CAL FIRE, the Inyo County Sheriff's Office, and official emergency alerts for the newest information. If you are in an evacuation order zone, please leave now. If you are in a warning zone, be ready to leave quickly, especially if you have pets, livestock, medical needs, or need extra time. And we want to thank all of those first responders for being out there and putting their lives on the line to help us. Thank you. The Inyo County Sheriff's Office is asking for help locating David Lana. He was last seen Friday night, July 17th, at High Country Market and Gas in Big Pine. David is 37 years old, about 195 pounds, with blonde hair and blue eyes. He may be driving a red 1990s Jeep Wrangler and is known to explore remote off-road trails around Big Pine, Tinnamaha, and Aberdeen. Anyone who has seen David, his vehicle, or has information should call the Inyo County Sheriff's Office at 760-878-0383 or call 911. Vitalant is holding a blood drive today at the Mammoth Lakes Fire Station from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Type O blood is critically needed. If you have that, please share. Appointments are available and walk-ins are welcome.
Sounds delicious.
Sorry, that's my best Dracula. Today's Eastern Sierra Now News is brought to you by Peak IV Regenerative Medicine and Hydration in Mammoth Lakes. Summer in the Eastern Sierra can take a lot out of you. Heat, hikes, work, travel, events, and trying to act like you are drinking enough water when your coffee cup says otherwise. Peak IV offers hydration and wellness services for residents and visitors with mobile appointments and private group options available. Learn more at peakregenmed.com. Peak IV, helping the Eastern Sierra recover from the adventures we keep calling quick little outings. Back to the news. Bishop Unified School District is hiring for its expanded learning opportunities program. The district is looking for caring, dependable, energetic team members to work with students in after-school enrichment, recreation, and academic support. Hourly rates range from $19.61 to $31.72 for ELOP aides and $24.43 to $40.67 for ELOP leads, depending on experience and position. Apply at bishopschools.org. Email mcastile, that's C-A-S-T-I-L-E, STEEL at bishopschools.org or call 760-872-3680. Kinder Camp is back through Bishop Taniff, Tuniwa Nobi, and the Language Program. The camp helps prepare children for the 26-27 kindergarten school year with story time, numbers, shapes, Paiute language, letters, colors, and more. Parent meetings are scheduled August 4th. Camp runs August 5th through 7th from 7:45 a.m. to noon. For information, call 873-5017, extension 280. Tuttle Creek Campground will temporarily close for road maintenance from noon on August 9th through noon on August 15th. Nearby alternatives include Alabama Hills designated campsites, Portuguese Joe Campground, and Lone Pine Campground. Visitors should plan ahead and check current conditions before heading out. Access Mammoth says another adaptive mountain bike camp is complete. Participants, volunteers, and staff spent 2 days riding, learning, and exploring Eastern Sierra trails. Two adaptive mountain bike camps remain this summer, with the next beginning July 25th. More information is available at accessmammoth.org/event. The City of Bishop is again enforcing posted 2-hour and 3-hour parking limits in designated areas. The city says short-term parking turnover helps more people access local shops, restaurants, and services. Drivers should watch posted signs in city lots and on street spaces. Vehicles that exceed time limit may be cited. Eastern Sierra Now is here for the updates that matter in real time. Fire information, missing persons alerts, community meetings, school news, local events, and the stories that connected Inyo and Mono counties today. When a business sponsors ESN, they help keep local information moving. Businesses and organizations interested in supporting Eastern Sierra Now can contact Trish Baker at tbaker@easternsierranow.com. And if you are an individual looking to support Eastern Sierra Now and all we do, head over to patreon.com/EasternSierraNow. Even the smallest donation and pledge on Patreon helps us get through our day and helps us keep bringing the news to the community that you love. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. It is July. It is hot, and turning on your kitchen stove right now feels less like cooking and more like joining a survival challenge. Copper Top Barbecue, they have the best food around. I know I'm biased. It's true, though. It is so good, okay? Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine, because dinner should be smoky, not your living room. We're already having issues with that with this big fire, all right? Don't light your oven on fire, too. Go to Copper Top. Here's what's coming up. Mammoth Lakes Library has Maker Space hours today from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and again from 2 to 5 p.m. Minaret Cinema's Kids Summer Series continues at 11 a.m. with Harold and the Purple Crayon. Bishop Twin Theater continues summer matinees with Goonies today and Thursday at 11 a.m. The Mammoth Wednesday Market runs today from 4 to 7 p.m. at Bar Sierra at Outbound Mammoth. And the Big Pine Fire Protection District will hold a push-in ceremony tonight at 7 p.m. for its new Type 3 Wildland Fire Engine at 181 North Main Street in Big Pine. Amaka food distribution continues Thursday at the Walker Senior Center from 10 to 10:45 a.m. and the Bridgeport Community Center from 12:30 to 1 p.m. Farm to Table Market returns Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. at Bishop United Methodist Church. The Bishop Paiute Tribe Food Sovereignty Program's Community Market is Thursday from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Powwow Grounds on Paha Lane. And Always Patsy Cline opens Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at the Hayden Cabin in Mammoth Lakes. Eastern Sierra Dog Rescue and Crowley Lake Fish Camp will host a dog adoption event Saturday from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the marina. Cardinal Village Resorts hosts Christmas in July on Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. Sierra Forever's Campfire Talks continue Saturday at 6:30 p.m. at the O Ridge Outdoor Amphitheater in June Lake with a program on black bears. And Live Music Sundays continues at Cardinal Village from noon to 3 p.m. Now, here's your Eastern Sierra weather outlook. The region remains in a hot and dry July pattern. In Bishop, Big Pine, and the Owens Valley, expect sunny skies, hot afternoons, and warm overnight lows. In Mammoth Lakes and the High Country, conditions will be cooler than the valley, but still dry with warm afternoons and possible breezes. With the Rock Fire active near Big Pine, stay alert and follow official updates. Keep phones charged, have go bags ready, check on neighbors, and be prepared to leave quickly if ordered. And that's your Eastern Sierra Now news for Wednesday, July 22nd. Thank you to Peak IV Regenerative Medicine and Hydration for sponsoring today's newscast, and to Copper Dot Barbecue for supporting the community calendar. For more local news, emergency information, interviews, events, weather, and community stories, visit EasternSierraNow.com, download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a safe Wednesday, keep checking official rock fire updates, and maybe celebrate National Hammock Day only after your go bag is packed. Or put the hammock in the go bag. That seems like a good way to go.